giving you the information that you need to know.
So now let's talk about some defensive impact, some IDP players.
Because,
you know, even in redraft league, most redraft league has a slot for a defensive player, whether it may be linebacker, maybe defensive end, defensive tackle. Or for my league, actually, we have defensive backs. So we'll be doing the safeties and the cornerbacks. Yeah.
Yep.
So with that in mind, I'm actually going to start off with my top linebacker.
Okay. Who's that?
Darius Leonard, okay. Indianapolis Colts. I like him. Very long arms. He had a great impact as a rookie last year. I think it's opportunity. I think that offense is going to struggle a little bit without Luck. And I think with that, that means the defense is going to be on the field a little bit more. I think he gets a lot of tackles. I actually like him.
So he's more so of a volume pick then?
Right. I actually, yeah, a volume pick for the number of tackles. And I actually like him over Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner is close on this hill. Like, I don't have a big, huge gap between the two.
Okay.
But as far as linebackers, I actually like Darius Leonard, then Bobby, and then Deion Jones. No, you know what? I take that back. No. Darius Leonard, Bobby Wagner. I'm tripping. Luke Kuechly.
There we go.
All right. I'm tripping. I'm sorry.
My eyebrow raised.
I'm not ready. You know, I'm doing bold picks, but not that bold.
Right.
I had Darius Leonard at my four spot. I had Kuechly at one, Deion Jones at two, Bobby Wagner at three.
Okay.
That's linebackers, obviously. Well, actually, this is actually my thing for all over.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So for me, this is just linebackers. As far as overall
IDP?
Overall IDP. I'm going to go with Aaron Donald. I think. Actually, as far as the amount of tackles he's going to get, we already know the impact that he has as just a football player, not even a fantasy realm, just a football player. I think he continued to actually impose his will. And I actually like his impact as overall, for me, defensive player, IDP player. Aaron Donald is my top person.
What you got, G?
All right, you probably going to like this a whole lot.
You
definitely going to like this. My top IDP player. Have him on my squad. Had him for a couple of years. Calais Campbell.
I knew he was going to go there.
Yeah.
For those Jacksonville Jaguars. But yeah, he's been consistent even from when he was back with Arizona. He's been consistent as far as his impact on the defensive line. He's definitely a beast. Size, he's just huge.
Got to get doubled every time.
Absolutely. Right after him, I actually like Joey Bosa, though.
Bosa. I got Joey Bosa at my one before Aaron Donald.
Only injury is the only thing that hinders me from doing that. Like, you know, we talked about the linebackers because I just went at those, but that wasn't necessarily the order as far as how I would have them overall defensive player. Aaron Donald, as I said, would be my number one, but I do like Joey Bosa. Injury is the only thing that they could kind of gives me a little bit of a pause there. Just because he's had it in his previous years in the league. But we have all seen when he actually plays on the field, he is lethal. He's a presence. He's gonna get to the quarterback. He's going to wreak havoc. It's going to be tackles for losses. I think all of that is to be expected again this year. He has Ingram on the other side. So I think that defensive line is going to be a potent one. And that's part of the reason why they're in my thoughts. Again, just in my thoughts as far as Super Bowl prediction. I haven't fully came to an outcome yet, but they're in my thoughts. Next, J.J. Watt. I think he makes a bounce back. I think he gets back there this year.
That's what I was waiting on.
I think Clowney, here's the thing. J.J. Watt had his presence whether Clowney was there before Clowney was even on the team, right?
Right.
Clowney didn't actually have too much of a benefit for him. I think he still wreaked havoc, still had his face in the double teams between the two. And I think that he continues to even break through on the double teams. I know he's been hit with the injury bug here lately in the last couple of years. But it's possible that he may have a couple of nicks here or there. But I don't think it's anything that's going to have him out for a sustainable time. And with that in mind, this is why I actually like him as my third as far as on the D-line player. I do like J.J. Watt.
Okay, see, the thing with J.J. Watt, though, with me was, like you said, those nicks, those injuries. He had a serious neck injury, I believe, or back injury, something like that. So that always plays to me when I'm drafting the person I picked in his slot just because, DeMarcus Lawrence from Dallas.
Oh, well, you know, just the ego fan in me was not a lot on the show. We love you, Cowboy fans.
Man, I am going to revoke your Viking card. Oh, I got Danielle Hunter got before DeMarcus Lawrence all day.
I just look at it like our defense isn't going to be on the field as much as Dallas' defense. Zeke's probably not going to play for
a few. Now, the ego fan in me like that part.
Okay, all right.
Fair point.
All right. See? In fairness, I'll give you that. I still think DeMarcus Lawrence gets less production
than Danielle.
I think Danielle coming off the edge.
He's a freak.
He's a beast.
He does what he has to do, man. People fear going up.
Listen, man. Looking at him, I would fear him.
He's a monster.
I like both of them. I agree with both of you guys as far as that. I think Lawrence is going to have a big year. Even the Eagle fan of me unbiasedly has to admit that he's actually going to wreak havoc on that line. I think he's going to become a little slow out the gates just because they have a little bit of injury and then also a suspension on that line. So I think, you know, as far as him facing double teams and things like that, I think he's going to face a lot of that at the beginning of the season. But as the season wears on, I think he gets better and better. Okay. And I can see the same thing with Danielle Hunter. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to continue to actually get better. Mm-hmm. That's a vicious, vicious line there in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's him, Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin. Yeah, they stack.
Griffin, I think, is also going to, you know, attract some double teams also. So I like that line, but I could see Hunter. I could see those. To me, that would be my interchangeable. I could go with either one of those there. So okay. I like that.
How about Myles Garrett in Cleveland? What you guys thinking about him?
Actually, I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I like his game overall. Mm-hmm. I don't know fantasy-wise if he would be somebody I would go after, but he is a good pickup.
I say double C. He's going to have a double-digit sacks, I think, this year for
ooh,
sure.
Ooh, okay.
Double-digit sacks for sure.
Their defense did upgrade.
I'm with the mindset I think we all should. We have to see it. But I think as far as what it looks like and what I've seen from him, I think he's getting better. Mm-hmm. He had a decent rookie campaign. Mm-hmm. And I think he continues to build off of that. So I actually like I said, to have double digit as far as sacks, as far as a defensive player. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a lot of tackles, a DN, I like him a lot. I don't think it gets too much better than that.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. I heard of Joey Bosa out there. I mean, if you really didn't talk too much about him, but you liking Joey Bosa?
Yeah, no, Joey Bosa's a lock.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Joey Bosa is a lock, man. You get him, you just kind of start him if he's your IDP player.
Right.
You know, he's gonna produce. He's mm-hmm. gonna get the sacks.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were doing when they got him.
Oh, of course.
Put Ingram on the other side.
Right. Exactly.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew they were doing there. I totally agree with you on that.
Now, does his brother Nick get that same type of love?
Nah, Nick.
He's got to earn it.
He's got to prove it.
He definitely has to earn it. Like, I would take a couple of other DNs before.
You would, Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you in regards. Just because it's his first year, I think in the coming years, when we talk about this in the coming years on Elite Circle Podcast, I think we will be talking about Nick a lot higher. Mm-hmm. But as a rookie, his rookie campaign, I agree. I think he doesn't quite make the cut yet, but he could surprise us. But I do like her old face that's in a new place.
Okay.
C.J. Mosley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so over there with the Jets.
Huh. Yeah. Baltimore Ravens, we're used to him being a force there as far as one of their linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
I think he still takes that to the Jets. I think he still takes that same physical nature.
And he's also been given the keys. He is going to be the official play caller. Three downs on the field at all times. Like CJ, he's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with.
I think, the same production that he had in Baltimore, I think that translates definitely over to the Jets. Yeah. Now, this one pains me to say.
I mean, okay. CJ Mosley?
Yeah.
I mean,
You like somebody better?
I like Blake Martinez in Green Bay better.
You know what? I like him a lot, too. Yeah. I actually was trying to get him in my league. It's funny. In our Dynasty League, he came available, and I was bidding on him, but I got outbid. But I definitely like him a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can have a great impact as far as linebackers. So we're giving you a lot of names here as far as linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's actually ranked pretty high among them. I don't put him over Kinkley. I don't put him over
Leighton Vander Esch.
No, I was going to say I don't put him over Darius Leonard, but Vander Esch is actually who I was going to talk about next. So you're right on target there. The He is a Dallas Cowboy. No, I'm joking. He's actually a Dallas Cowboy. He's legit. Yeah, you know what? I have to give it to him. He was all over the field last year, sideline to sideline. I think that continues. He actually gave them what they were always looking to actually have from Sean Lee, mm-hmm. and what they were expecting for from Sean Lee. Yep. And oftentimes Sean Lee would actually get injured and wasn't able to actually deliver. Mm-hmm. I think they definitely have their legit linebacker with him. Leighton is the real deal. As far as if you're looking for, I think he's going to give you top five production as far as linebackers, tackles. He's, like I said, and he has a few opportunities where he's able to get to the quarterback. Most of his damage is definitely going to be tackling. Your running back getting to that second level is not often going to get past him, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe we talk about our first defensive back, since, you know, we have that in our redraft league.
Yep. You need those corners, those safeties.
I got a safety that I like here. Okay. Jamal Adams with the Jets.
Spot.
I like him. I like him next there in my top 15. He's, you know, like I said, there's not too many actually cornerbacks or defensive backs that actually makes my top 15. He is one that does. I think he's just a physical presence. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be able to stop the run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like the Jets defense actually getting better. Like I said, with the addition of CJ Mosley,
right.
I like that line too. So I think he's going to have another big year. A lot of tackles and possibly some sacks.
Yeah, but let's not forget about Landon Collins.
Oh, yeah, out of Washington.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
So, old face in a new place,
yeah,
huh?
We got another one. New place, yeah. And he was the bomb in New York.
He was
watching him, and he was actually one of my safeties in one of my leagues, and he won me games.
Because you know why? He often has an interception, and he doesn't just pick the ball off. Oftentimes, he takes it to the house. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think he still has that capability with Washington. I'm not sure how he quite fits. I think it could be pretty nice with him and Josh Norman. The thought of it on paper is like, ooh, that should be a pretty decent secondary. I don't know if it all comes together for him and Washington, but I think his overall play as far as his safety, I can't argue with him. Him being the top safety as far as defensive backs, he's always the one I'm always looking for in my league. If I'm able to actually get him and steal him a little early, like I said, defensive players to me, you get in your last two rounds, I wouldn't jump any higher. But if I was to actually jump on a defensive back, like I said, I like Jamal Adams, but I you can't go wrong with Landon Collins at all.
Yes. Now, also, just a little bit of that info that you need. When it comes to these IDP players, safeties and defensive backs, cornerbacks, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll have a shutdown corner. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You might think that it's okay to have a Josh Norman or an Xavier Rhodes or somebody. You think that they'll give you numbers, they won't. Quarterbacks will not throw their way. So sometimes you have to pay attention to that. And sometimes it's always good to pick the opposite of those shutdown corners or safeties.
They'll give you those tackles because they're going to get thrown on.
Exactly.
Know your scoring. See, good point.
You have to pay attention to a lot of that.
Know your scoring in your league. Know if you get points for breakups, for pass breakups. Of course, you're going to more than likely get points for interception and for tackles. But for those pass breakups, you may actually get some points for as far as how many times they're thrown at. But I think to your point there, that's viable elite info that you're getting there. EC baby, delivering you with that. But I think that's some elite information, especially for those dynasty league, or even like you said, if in our world as far as redraft, our redraft league has defensive backs.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to definitely take into consideration. That you know the stars and you know the names, but you want to keep in mind how often are those quarterbacks willing to actually throw to those cornerback side of the field. Definitely,
I like the theme of old face, new plate. Because then we also have Vontaze Burfict over in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have him pretty high. I got him. If you're like in a big play type of league, that because you know there are particular IDP leagues that actually reward you for big play.
Mm-hmm.
Vontaze Burfict just always happens to be around a big play.
Right.
So when you look at it from that aspect, I have him in my top three linebackers on the year.
That's big. I actually don't have him that high, but I can respect that. Actually, I have Burfict always caught my eye back in his Cincinnati days. He's a physical presence. had a number of tackles. Mm-hmm. And again, like, check his scoring. But if you, you know, I think he's going to have tons of tackles. I think he gets really active at Oakland. I think he kind of take his as an opportunity to kind of resurge his career. He had a down year last year. I think he bounces back in Oakland.
You think they found their,
he's a leader.
You think they found their player to obviously replace Khalil?
Well, no,
hey, well, no, they, those shoes. They, isn't that? Then we discussed that with Cleveland Farrell.
Right. The shoes to fill, remember? Right. So it's going to take a couple of people to attempt to fill those shoes. I'm with you on that. Yeah. But to your point, to answer your question, no, he does not. He does not fill those shoes. But
that's one of my top IDP guys.
Who's that?
Khalil.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We haven't even got to him yet.
I was thinking of him. See, you say IDP, he's the scariest dude.
Yeah, physical presence. Other than Aaron Donald, I don't think it's another physical presence as far as on the D line, right? Like, I don't think it's anybody over the top of those two.
No.
You can definitely, you wouldn't go wrong to go say either one. Most would say Aaron Donald over, but Khalil Mack, I think he has another great year in that in Chicago Bear defense. Like, he's a perfect fit for that defense.
Yeah.
Perfect fit for the city. You know, I just feel like he fits the bill for them.
He changed the whole team around.
Yeah, I predict a down year for Chicago team overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't predict a down year for Khalil Mack. I think he still wreaks havoc because there's going to be a lot of teams that they're going to face that's just not going to be able to counteract what he actually does well. Right. So there's going to be a lot of teams that's going to be able to kind of take him away or with the double team. They're going to try, but I don't think it's going to be too many teams that's going to be successful. So with that in mind, I totally agree. He bought up the, you know, the big shoes to actually fill, and that he left in Oakland. I think he's definitely bringing a presence in Chicago. But just small tidbit, getting back to Oakland, I think that Burford does have a great year. I think I don't have him as high as my top three, but I think he does have a great year at Oakland. I think Gruden is going to show him a lot of confidence that he has in him. He's a leader as far as in the line with the linebackers. So I think he gets a good year there, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Chicago Bears, mm-hmm. I mean, they got a linebacker there, Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
So what are you guys' thoughts as far as him, as far as the linebackers? Where do you have him?
Great motor, very strong, athletic. He gets after it. He's always where he needs to be, and by them having Khalil Mack out there and having to focus on him, fortunately for Roquan, he gets to pick up the pieces. So he'll get a lot of rushes on the quarterback, sacks, tackles for losses.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's consistent. Mm-hmm. I think you get up and down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Right?
So
that's
I have him at about like 44 if you're looking at the linebacker position in total.
Right. Okay.
I have him there. So there's a couple of guys that you can look at maybe in like the higher teens, like a Hassan Reddick.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Jones in Atlanta. You got an Eric Kendricks in Minnesota. You know, mm-hmm. Prior to going that route,
really, I have Roquan actually in my tier two, but it sounds like you may have him in your tier three or tier four as far as IDP.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, again, and like I'm going off of the basis. You know, as I looked at all this, mm-hmm. I'm solely looking at just big play. I'm not looking at tackle heavy.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're looking at it from a tackle heavy perspective, I think that he shoots up.
Okay.
I'm always looking at big play because I think that's how a lot of new commissioners are trying to set up their dynasty leagues.
Right. No,
they
want to
try and balance it out a little.
Right.
Right. As far as the defensive
player, because
and that's the value as far as being when you have a dynasty team. I totally agree with you. Oh, that's a great point that you bring up there. It's what offsets a lot of great offenses players in dynasty is having those defensive players in the value as far as that they're assessed with the points and things that they're able to actually get for you in RSO dynasty leagues. And in my league that I actually play in RSO, that's something that's you know, pretty big there as far as what they're able to actually bring. I like it a lot.
Right.
Another player that I want to kind of mention before we wrap up here is Corey Littleton as somebody who can jump into I would say the top 15. He's the Rams linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
I like him to possibly jump up this year. You know, linebackers that go so deep. We didn't even talk about Quan Alexander. We didn't even talk about Lamonte David. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't even talk about Jalen Smith. Listen, it goes pretty deep as far as linebacker. Any of those you can find value in and add it on your team. I think especially in a redraft league, if you're able to grab in his linebackers, you wouldn't go wrong with any of those.
Right.
We're just, you know, kind of pointing out some ones that you can grab early on that can give you some great value. But I think even Miles Jack, you know, as far as a linebacker, any of those I kind of like there as far as taking –
And also, if you want to go for potential, if you can't get any of that top pro rated talent, mm-hmm. you should go for a defense that's going to be on the field a lot.
A lot. Yes.
A lot. Exactly. That's key. See, elite info that you're getting right there. Those are key things that you can actually look for there as far as when you think about a team and you think about their offense and you think about
Buffalo.
Right. Exactly. Great example. That's going to be an offense that they'll be on the field for, but not for long. And so they're going to have the defense out there.
Josh Allen is just lighting it up.
Right.
We're all like, going to have some games. Jaws drop.
Right. He have some games. He have his moments, but I agree with you for the overall part, G. Yeah, that's a great example of a defense that's going to be out there.
You always get good waiver wire pull off from Buffalo.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, those are some key IDP players I would say to keep an eye on there. If you're looking for defensive players to put in your redraft, it's draft time. We're trying to give you all that information that you need to know as far as when you're looking for players to pull in your draft as far as linebackers, as far as defensive ends, as far as defensive tackles, cornerbacks, safeties. We touched on a couple of there. So that kind of gives you a good outline as far as who to go with there.
To become a part of the Elite Circle, please email us at
eliteteam@elitecirclepodcast.com. Again, the email address is eliteteam@elitecirclepodcast.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Elite Circle Pod. You can also follow us on Instagram at Elite Circle Pod.